the 40 Days of Prayer from Operation Transformation and Your Hope FM.
Today's prayer focus is the poor and needy and the homeless in your community, from Pastor Ann Harrington. As we continue the journey towards celebration of Easter, we're reminded that we have a Savior who walked among us and understood all the things that we have experienced here on this planet. So many in our world fall into the category of the poor and needy. Many of these people live without a home or a shelter, and Jesus understood the situation of not having a permanent safe place to call home as well. Maybe that's why Jesus, and the Bible in general, speaks so often of the poor and needy and those without a home. He understood far too well the feeling of not belonging anywhere. Everyone has a need to belong somewhere, to have a place where they are welcome, where they feel safe, where they're wanted. And isn't that part of the responsibility of the church? We are to be the place where those who don't belong anywhere else can find a place where they're welcomed and cared for. Homelessness is a larger problem than any one person or one church can fix. However, we do need to be working to be a part of the solution. When Jesus wanted to communicate to his followers, he told them a parable in Matthew 25, verses 34 through 40. The bottom line of this message was that those who are followers of Jesus will be known by what they do in caring for the poor and needy. For I was hungry, you gave me food, and I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these of my brothers, you did it to me. May that be our mission, that everyone knows there's a place where they can belong and that there is a place that will treat them like they are at home.
Thank you for praying with us. To access the prayer and devotional guide for the entire 40 days of prayer, visit optrans.org or myhopefm.net.